Pero vamos a tomar un momento y nosotros entretener su presencia.
I wonder if there will be a people right here in New Life Church.
Si va a haber un pueblo en esta iglesia.
That will say all protocol is out the window.
Que va a decir vamos a dejar todo protocolo.
And right now I just want you, Jesus.
Y ahorita solo te esperamos a ti, Jesús.
I don't want your presence to leave me right now.
Yo no quiero que te vaya su presencia.
Come on, I want to entertain you right now.
Yo te quiero entretener a ti.
Come on, I want to bless your name tonight.
Yo quiero bendecir tu nombre.
Come on, I feel like there's a powerful moment of worship right here.
Siento que hay un momento poderoso de adoración.
We don't need to pass this moment by right now.
Y no tenemos que pasar este momento.
Come on, it's with uplifted hands.
Si vienes.
Come on, it's when we lift up our voice.
Cuando levantamos nuestra voz.
It's when we lift our heart to Him.
Es cuando levantamos el corazón a Él.
That's where He's entertained.
Es cuando Él está entretenido.
Come on, and that's when He begins to move in the atmosphere.
Y ahí Él se empieza a mover.
And He begins to shift things that you cannot see.
Y empieza a cambiar cosas que no
puedes
ver.
Come on, get your mind off of your issue.
Olvida tu mente o tu situación.
Get your mind off of the problem.
No pienses en tu problema.
Get your mind off of the giant.
Deja de pensar en ese gigante.
And just say, God, I'm just loving your presence right now.
Y solo di Dios, te amo tu presencia.
Come on, press in, church.
Sigan orando, iglesia.
Come on, press in, church.
Sigan empujando, iglesia.
Come on, the strong man of Birmingham.
El hombre fuerte de esta ciudad.
Would love nothing more for there to be a dead, silent church.
Quiere que estés callada.
But I know that we've been in spiritual warfare.
Pero sé que hemos estado peleando espiritualmente.
And the kingdom of hell is being pushed back against right now.
Y el reino del infierno está siendo empujado
para
atrás.
Come on, there's some chains that are breaking that you don't even know about.
Hay cadenas que se están rompiendo que ni puedes ver.
There's some family members that are being loose that you don't even know about.
Hay familiares que Dios está tocando.
There's a household that's being spoiled right now.
Hay un hogar que está siendo cambiado ahorita.
Because there's a church that's pushing back in the Holy Ghost.
Porque hay una iglesia que está orando por ellos.
Come on, it's in a service like this where addictions can break off of you.
Son servicios como estos donde se pierde la adicción.
It's in a service like this that angels are dispatched.
En servicios estos manda a Dios ángeles.
Come on, we're in the presence of an almighty God.
Estamos en la presencia de Dios.
And in His presence is fullness of joy.
Y en su presencia hay dicha de gozo.
In His presence there's freedom.
En su presencia hay libertad.
In His presence there's liberty.
En su presencia hay libertad.
Quickly, I want to turn your attention to Daniel chapter 3.
Rápidamente quiero ir a Daniel capítulo 3.
Daniel chapter 3 verse 12.
Daniel capítulo 3 12.
I want to be in the vein of the Holy Ghost, and I feel confirmation to preach tonight.
Quiero estar en la vena del Espíritu. Siento confirmación predicar esto.
But I will not be before you long.
Y no voy a estar mucho tiempo aquí.
Give honor to pastor and bishop tonight.
Doy honor al pastor y el obispo.
A wonderful family. I love our leadership tonight. How about you?
Su familia hermosa. Amo liderazgo.
Thank you, Jesus. Give honor to my wife and my family tonight.
Doy honor a mi esposa y mi familia.
It's good to be home.
Me da gusto estar en casa.
Daniel chapter 3 verse 12.
Daniel 3 y 12.
The Bible says, "There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready," he's wanting compromise here.
Dice, ahora estás dispuestos. Él quiere
"now,
que...
if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, O strong man of Birmingham,
O hombre fuerte de Birmingham,
we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I want to turn your attention to verse 18.
Quiero poner su atención en el versículo 18.
And I want to preach those first three words.
Y quiero predicar esas primeras tres palabras.
But if not.
Y si no, has de saber.
I wonder if you can place your Bibles to the side right now.
Pongan su Biblia a un lado.
Let's lift up our hands all across this room.
Vamos a levantar las manos en este cuarto.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word tonight.
Jesús, gracias
por tu
palabra.
We are ever mindful of you, Jesus. I'm thankful, God, for what we feel in this place tonight. I pray, God, by the power that's in the name of Jesus and the authority that's in the word of God, that you complete that which you have begun in this house, God. I pray that chains would continue to break throughout the remainder of this service. I pray, God, that right now you would begin to move in a powerful way, a special way, Lord God. I pray that the people of God that are gathered here tonight, hallelujah, would leave strengthened by the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, that somebody be filled with your spirit, baptized in the name of Jesus, and their life be turned around, Lord. I pray you confirm your word tonight with signs following, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And everybody shout in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord.
Denle palmas a Dios una vez más.
Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
In the presence of the Lord.
En la presencia de Dios.
If you'll go with me to Sunday school.
Si vayan a la escuela, conmigo a la escuela dominical.
Where we learn about these three Hebrew boys.
Donde aprendemos de estos tres hebreos.
As Babylon seizes Jerusalem.
Mientras Babilonia conquista a Jerusalén.
And these three young men, Hananiah.
Y estos tres jóvenes.
Mishael,
Ananias,
and Azariah,
y Azarias,
these Hebrew boys who had their identities and their names changed.
Son estos niños hebreos que su identidad fue cambiada.
But as you read tonight, something deep down on the inside could not be changed.
Pero como leyeron esta noche, algo profundo no puede ser cambiado.
Let me tell you tonight that your environment may change.
Esta noche te digo, tu medio ambiente puede cambiar.
But you don't have to change.
Pero tú no tienes que cambiar.
Your situation may look bad.
Tu situación tal vez se ve mal.
But you don't have to submit to your situation.
Pero no te tienes que someter a esa situación.
Your problems may surround you.
But
can I remind you of a simple verse tonight?
Pero te acuerdo de un versículo esta noche.
That greater is he that's in you.
Mayor es el que está en ti.
Than he that's in the world.
Que el que está en el mundo.
It was in this moment.
Era en este momento.
That these three Hebrew boys.
Que estos tres hebreos.
Had to put into action the word.
Tenían que poner en acción la palabra.
That had been placed on the inside of them.
Que había sido puesta en ellos.
It was in the moment of stress and struggle.
Es en el momento de estrés y problema.
That they had to make up their mind.
Que tenían que hacer una decisión.
Oh, can we submit to Nebuchadnezzar and his idol?
Ah, nos sometemos a Nabucodonosor.
Or will we stand with the God that we serve?
O nos paramos con el Dios que servimos.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming in to perilous times.
Damas y caballeros, venimos a tiempos los difíciles.
We've been living in a rough hour already.
Hemos vivido en hora difícil.
And it's not going to get easier.
Y no se va a poner más fácil.
But can I tell you, we still serve a great and mighty God.
Pero aún servimos a un gran Dios.
We still serve a God that delivered years ago.
Aún servimos a un Dios que liberó años
and
atrás.
He can deliver you tonight.
Y te puede liberar esta noche.
We serve a God that did not forget those Hebrew boys.
Servimos a un Dios que no se olvidó de esos
and
hebreos.
He will not forget you tonight.
Y no se va a olvidar de ti.
It was in that moment that they were faced with King Nebuchadnezzar.
Era en ese momento cuando enfrentaban al rey.
And they were faced with the impending danger.
Y enfrentaban ese peligro que venía.
Of being thrown into a fiery furnace.
Iban a estar echados en el fogón.
And it was that moment that they had to make a decision.
Y en ese momento tenían que hacer decisión.
We'll bow like everybody else.
Nos arrodillamos como los demás.
We can cower like everybody else.
Nos ponemos como cobardes.
When the music plays, it would be a good moment to blend in like everybody else.
Cuando la música toca, hacemos lo que hacen los demás.
But these three young men stood their ground.
Pero estos tres jóvenes se pararon.
And it didn't matter to them what everybody else saw.
Y no les importó lo que demás pensaban.
It didn't matter to them what their peers may have thought.
No les importaban los que alrededor estaban pensando.
It doesn't matter what their environment said in that moment.
No importa lo que su medio ambiente decía.
They had a testimony somewhere along the way.
Tenían un testimonio en su vida.
That God had brought them out of something before.
Que Dios los liberó de algo anteriormente.
And that He was able to deliver them in this moment.
Y Él los puede liberar en este momento.
I want to remind a saint of God.
Quiero recordar un santo de Dios.
That God has brought you this far.
Que Dios te ha traído hasta aquí.
And He's not going to ever leave you.
Y Él nunca te va a dejar.
He'll never forsake you.
Él nunca te va a desamparar.
He'll not turn His back on you.
Él no te va a dar la espalda.
His ear is inclined to you.
Él está inclinado hacia
and
ti.
I know it might seem rough right now.
Y yo sé que tal vez es difícil.
But God is still a God that answers prayer.
Pero Dios aún responde
and
oración.
He's still in your corner.
Y Él aún está en tu esquina.
These young men were given accolades.
Estos jóvenes fueron al dado consejos.
They were wise.
Estos eran sabios.
They had knowledge.
Tenían conocimiento.
They were stronger than anybody else.
Eran más fuertes que los demás.
But their strength wasn't necessarily what was being focused on the outside.
Pero sus fuerzas no eran donde tenían el enfoque.
But how strong were they on the inside?
Pero qué tantas fuerzas tenían adentro.
When they stood at the mouth of a fiery furnace.
Cuando se pasaron parado enfrentando el fogón.
Looking to the eyes of a raging king.
Mirando a los ojos de un rey enojado.
That said, I'll give you one more opportunity to bow.
Que decía, les doy una oportunidad más que se
rodillen. One more moment to fail.
Un otro momento.
If you serve my God, you won't suffer.
Si sirven a mi Dios, no van a sufrir.
But if you turn your back, you will.
Pero si dan la espalda, van a sufrir.
And so these three Hebrew boys said that we're not careful to answer you.
So estos tres hebreos dijeron, no te respondemos.
In other translations, that means.
En otras traducciones dice.
We're not even willing to have a conversation about this.
Ni siquiera vamos a tener discusión sobre esto.
We're not even going to let you think that we're going to bow.
No te vamos a dejar pensar que vamos a arrodillar.
Our mind was made up a long time ago.
Nuestra mente ya fue hecha hace tiempo.
Before we were ever at this fiery furnace.
Antes que llegamos a este punto.
Before we were ever at this point,
antes que llegamos hasta este punto,
before we were ever at this problem,
antes que estábamos en este problema,
our mind was made up a long time ago.
La mente ya hicimos la decisión.
What would happen if the people of God would get that in their spirit?
¿Qué pasaría si el pueblo recibe eso en su espíritu?
That backsliding is off the table for
que
me.
Nunca nos vamos a descarriar.
Walking away from God is off the table for me.
Que lo que me aleja de Dios está fuera.
Not being faithful, it's off the table for me.
Que no siendo, que siendo infiel está fuera.
I'm bought in 100% to this thing.
Pero yo estoy al 100%.
Because I know what God can do.
Yo sé lo que Dios puede hacer.
And though I might have troubles and trials,
y aunque tenga problemas y tribulaciones,
my mind is made up.
Mi mente ya está hecha.
Though I might have disappointment,
aunque tenga decepción,
my mind is made up.
Mi mente ya está hecha.
My prayer may not be showing up yet,
mi oración tal vez no haya,
but my mind is made up.
Pero mi decisión ya está hecha.
I'm not careful to answer you in this matter.
No tengo cuidado en responderte.
The God that I serve is able to deliver.
El Dios que sirvo puede liberar.
And we can shout right there.
Y podemos gritar ahí.
But when we get to verse 18,
pero cuando llegamos al 18,
there are three words that shook something in my spirit.
Hay tres palabras que puso algo en mi espíritu.
Those three words were, but if not.
Pero si aún no.
Oh God. It means that they have already weighed this thing.
Significa que ya miraron los dos lados.
It means that they've already crunched the numbers for this thing.
Ellos ya lo habían calculado la respuesta.
And they said, but if not.
Dice, pero si no.
I'm willing to go to a fire.
Estoy dispuesto a ir al fogón.
I'd rather go through the fire than the backslide.
Yo prefiero pasar por el fuego que alejarme.
I'd rather be faced with a trial.
Tal vez tengo una prueba.
Than to lose out on my salvation.
Pero no voy a perder mi salvación.
I'd rather give God a dance when I don't feel like it.
Yo voy a danzar cuando no lo siento.
I'd rather praise God when I don't feel like it.
Yo voy a alabar a Dios cuando no lo siento.
Sit down on my hands.
Porque todo yo.
Because the God that I serve.
Porque el diablo que sirvo.
The fact that He is able.
Él puede.
The fact that He is able.
El hecho que él lo puede hacer.
The fact that He hears me.
Y él me escucha.
He hears me when I cry.
Él me escucha cuando lloro.
He's able to do it.
Él lo puede hacer.
You must have lost your mind.
Tal vez perdiste la mente.
If you think it's going to be a little bit of music,
si piensas que va a ser un poco música,
that's going to cause me to bow down to this world,
que va a causar que me arrodille a este mundo.
You must have lost your mind.
Tal vez ya te hiciste loco.
If you think that this image that can't talk to me,
si piensas que esta imagen que no me habla,
this image that can't speak back to me,
esta imagen que no me puede hablar para atrás,
this image that cannot feel me,
esta imagen que no puede sentir,
this image that cannot fulfill me,
esta imagen que no me puede llenar,
is even worthy of any kind of praise that I could give to
que
it.
¿Crees que es digno de ser alabado?
It's time for some of you in this room tonight.
Es tiempo que algunos en este cuarto
to tell depression.
Le digan a la depresión.
It's time for you to tell depression tonight.
Es tiempo que le digas a la depresión.
You must be crazy.
Tú estás loco.
If you think I'm going to lay down and let you take my mind.
Si piensas que te voy a entregar mi mente.
It's time for you to tell apathy.
Es tiempo que le digas a la
apatía. You must be crazy if
Tú
you
estás...
think I'm
Estás loco si piensas.
If you think I'm going to let down and let you take my worship.
Piensas que voy a dejar mi alabanza.
You need to look at that idol that stands before you.
Tienes que ver ese ídolo.
That strong man that wants to intimidate you.
Ese hombre que te quiere intimidar.
It says there's no reason for you to change.
Que dice, no hay razón para que cambies.
Hallelujah. You need to look at that idol and say, wait just a moment,
Mira
devil.
Ese ídolo y dile, espérate un momento.
Wait just a moment, devil.
Espérate un momento, diablo.
The God that I serve.
El diablo que sirvo.
Spoke life into void.
Habló vida a la muerte.
The God that I serve.
El diablo que yo sirvo.
Was able to open up waters for the
Pudo abrir aguas para
mí. For the Israelites.
Para los israelitas.
The God that I serve.
El diablo, el Dios que
sirvo. Is able to turn my life around.
Puede voltear mi vida.
And it was three Hebrew boys.
Y eran los tres hebreos.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, y Abednego.
Who had their names changed.
Que tenían sus nombres cambiados.
But their integrity was intact.
Pero su integridad estaba intacta.
Their character was intact.
Su carácter estaba intacto.
And their relationship was stronger.
Y su relación era más fuerte.
Than any iron that would build an image.
Que cualquier ídolo.
And so tonight,
so esta noche,
there's many of us that came to this altar.
Hay muchos que vinimos al altar.
Pastor Collins, you were in the Holy Ghost. Tonight.
Pastor, estabas en el Espíritu.
Vein of the Holy Ghost.
En la vena del Espíritu.
And many of us lined up, and we needed a miracle.
Muchos nos pusieron para el milagro.
But have you really counted the cost?
Pero has contado el costo.
Because on the inside of you,
porque adentro de ti,
did you come to this altar,
viniste al altar,
and say, God, I need this,
y dijiste, Dios, yo necesito esto,
did you come full of faith,
viniste lleno de fe,
or did you come half with faith,
o viniste con medio fe,
did you come with expectation,
viniste con esperanza, expectativa,
or was it just, well, if he does it, he does it, but if not, oh well.
Oh, si lo hace, lo hace, pero si no, pues ya qué.
There has to be something that rises up on the inside of you.
Tiene que haber algo que se levanta dentro de ti.
That says, I know God is attracted to a need.
Que dice, yo sé que Dios ha atraído a la necesidad.
And I've got a need.
Y yo tengo necesidad.
And I'm not going to leave this altar until I feel the God that can.
Y no me voy a ir de este altar hasta que sienta a Dios.
That can minister to my need.
Que puede ministrar a mi necesidad.
I hope I'm all right, Pastor.
Espero que estoy bien.
But what if you leave this altar?
Pero qué tal si te vas de este altar?
And you still feel the effects of the cancer in your body.
Y aún sientes el efecto del cáncer en tu cuerpo.
What if you leave this service?
Qué tal si te vas de este servicio?
And you were praying about a situation to be turned around tonight.
Y estabas orando por una situación esta noche.
And it's not a no, but it's a hold on.
Y es no, es un no, pero espérate.
Are you okay with the pause?
¿Estás bien con la pausa?
Let me ask you tonight.
Déjate pregunto esta noche.
Will next service's praise and worship suffer?
El servicio del siguiente que viene.
Because you are.
Tu alabanza sufrirá porque tú estás sufriendo.
What will your testimony be tonight?
¿Qué va a ser tu testimonio?
Because we serve a God that's able to heal you.
Porque servimos a un Dios que te puede sanar.
We serve a God that's able to save you.
Servimos a un Dios que te puede salvar.
We serve a God that's able to turn everything around.
Servimos a un Dios que puede cambiar tu situación.
And to write another story.
Y puede escribir otra historia.
But if not.
Pero si no.
If not tonight.
Si no esta noche.
Your testimony needs to be.
Tu testimonio tiene que ser.
Not if.
No, ¿qué tal?
But when?
Pero cuando?
When he does it.
Cuando lo hace.
When he does it,
cuando lo hace,
it's not going to surprise me.
No te, no me va a sorprender.
It's going to be with expectation.
Va a ser con expectativa.
Because I made up my mind.
Pero ya hice una decisión.
That I know he's able to do it.
Que yo sé que él lo puede hacer.
But if not,
pero si no,
I refuse to submit to the enemy.
Yo rehuso entregarme al enemigo.
I refuse to doubt that he's able.
Yo rehuso dudar que él puede.
I refuse to throw in the towel.
Yo rehuso a rajarme.
I refuse to quit.
Yo rehuso a rajarme.
If your family don't pray back tonight,
porque él lo hace.
If they don't pray back through tonight,
tal vez no lo sientes esta noche.
You can still come to a service
pero
on a Sunday morning
un servicio el domingo
and give God praise
y alabar a Dios
because he's still able to do it.
Porque él aún lo puede hacer.
You may have cancer diagnosis tonight.
Tal vez tienes cáncer esta noche.
And if the doctor says it's not fully clear yet,
y si el diablo dice, aún no está,
you can still lift up your hands and say he's still worthy.
Aún puedes levantar las manos.
And he's worthy of the praise.
Porque él es digno de alabanza.
Preaching revival in Indiana right now.
Estoy predicando avivamiento.
There's a lady that is in a wheelchair because of the cancer that she has.
Hay una señora que estaba en una silla de ruedas por el cáncer.
The type of cancer she has is eating her spine, Brother Irvin.
El cáncer que tiene se está comiendo su espalda.
And on every X-ray they go back and they keep looking at this mass that's in the middle of her spine.
Y todo rayo X miran este que talgo en su espalda.
And upon further inspection,
y inspeccionándolo más,
they made her sit in a wheelchair.
Hicieron que se sentara en una silla de ruedas. Dijo, vas a estar ahí por toda tu vida. No hay esperanza que vas a caminar. Porque no tienes el soporte que necesitas. En tu espalda por el cáncer. Y ella aún adoró a Dios. Y su testimonio fue, si nunca camino de nuevo, aún puedo adorar.
Pastor Collins,
Pastor,
we begin to pray for her.
Empezamos a orar por ella.
And the church began to pray together.
Y la iglesia empezó a orar junto.
Began to lay hands on that situation.
Empezaron a poner manos en esa situación.
Oh God. That night she didn't stand up out of the wheelchair.
Esa noche no se levantó de la silla de
ruedas. She didn't run around the church.
Ella no corrió.
She didn't dance.
Ella no danzó.
But she had another doctor's appointment.
Pero tenía otra junta de doctores.
And the doctor said, "I'm glad you're here."
Y dijo, "Estoy feliz que estás aquí."
I'm glad you can make this appointment.
Estoy contento que puedes estar aquí.
I'm glad that you're here because we have to do more blood work on you.
Tenemos que hacer más pruebas de sangre.
It looks like the procedure. It looks like the radiation is working on that cancer.
Se mira como que la radiación está trabajando en el cáncer.
And it's starting to get smaller in size.
Y se está poniendo más pequeño en tamaño.
But we see the severity of your spine.
Pero miramos la severidad de tu espalda.
And you can sneeze the wrong way.
Y puede lo que podemos ver.
And be paralyzed the rest of your life.
Y puede ser paralizada.
You can cough, have a coughing fit.
Puedes tosar, toser.
And be paralyzed the rest of your life.
Y puede estar paralizada por el daño.
And her testimony was.
Y su testimonio fue.
I'm still going to worship.
Aún voy a adorar.
But let me tell you what has happened recently.
Pero déjate digo lo que pasó recientemente.
Let me tell you what happened at her most recent doctor's appointment.
Te digo lo que pasó recientemente.
They took X-rays as usual.
Tomaron rayos X.
And the doctor came in with two folders.
Y el doctor vino con dos páginas.
One folder showed.
Una página enseñaba
that mass that was on her spine.
Lo que estaba en su espalda.
And it showed that she had no bone on her spine.
Y enseñó que no tenía hueso en su espalda.
And she's seen that X-ray before.
Y ella lo vio anteriormente.
But her doctor with a smile on her face.
Pero el doctor con una sonrisa.
Took out the other film and put it up.
Sacó otro retrato.
And said, "Does this look like anything to you?"
Y dijo, "¿Se ve esto algo como para ti?"
What does this look like to you?
¿Cómo se ve esto para ti?
And the lady said, "Well, it looks like a perfectly good spine."
Y la mujer dijo, "Se mira como una espalda saludable."
The doctor looked at her with a smile on her face.
Y el doctor lo miró con una felicidad.
And said, "Believe it or not, that's your spine right now."
Dice, si lo crees o no, esa es tu espalda.
God is able to heal the cancer.
Dios puede sanar el cáncer.
But if not in that moment,
pero si no es en el momento,
he can fuse your spine together.
Él puede sanar tu espalda.
He can put bone where there is no bone.
Él puede poner huesos para atrás.
But it's got to be up to you tonight.
Pero te toca a ti.
That says I may not have the answer I want right now.
Tal vez no tengo la respuesta ahorita.
But if not, I'm still going to praise the Lord.
Aún voy a alabar a Dios.
I'm still going to be faithful to God.
Aún voy a ser fiel a Dios.
I'm still going to be faithful to the house.
Aún voy a ser fiel a la casa.
I'm still going to be faithful to prayer.
Aún voy a alabar.
will your testimony be tonight?
¿Qué va a ser tu testimonio?
Because I believe that God is attracted to great faith.
Porque yo creo que Dios es atraído a la fe.
The music can come right now.
Los músicos pueden venir.
I want you to understand tonight.
Quiero que entiendan esta noche.
That this message is not dispelling you not getting your miracle.
Este mensaje no está desanimándote de tu milagro.
But I want to push you into greater faith.
Pero te quiero empujar a más fe.
But it was because of their resolve.
Era por su resolución.
That when they went into that fiery furnace.
Que cuando fueron a ese fogón.
They were not alone.
No estaban solos.
King Nebuchadnezzar would hop up and say.
El rey se levantó y decía.
Did we not put 3 men in here?
Que no aventamos 3 en el fogón.
Now we see 4.
Ahora miramos 4.
And that one looks like the Son of Man.
Y ese se mira como el Hijo del Hombre.
He looks like deity.
Se mira como Jesús.
He looks like he's got power.
Se mira como que tiene poder.
I'm telling you tonight.
Te digo esta noche.
What God is attracted to.
Lo que Dios está atraído.
I'm gonna tell you tonight what God is attracted to.
Esta noche te digo lo que atrae a Dios.
When you have it in your spirit.
Y cuando lo tienes en tu espíritu.
But if not.
Pero si no.
I'm still going to praise him.
Aún voy a alabar a Dios.
If not,
si no,
I'm still going to worship him.
Aún voy a adorar a Dios.
If not,
si no,
I'm still going to love him.
Aún lo voy a amar.
If not,
si no,
he's still my God.
Él aún es mi Dios.
Let me tell you what God will do.
Déjate digo lo que hace Dios.
Matter of fact, let me tell you what he ain't going to do.
Te voy a decir lo que no va a
he's
hacer.
Not going to leave you in that fire by yourself.
Él no te va a dejar ahí solo.
He's not going to leave you in that cancer clinic by yourself.
Él no te va a dejar en esa clínica
he's
sola.
Not going to let you lose your mind.
Él no te va a dejar volverte loco.
He's not going to let you lose your family.
Él no te va a dejar perder.
He's not going to let you lose your job.
Él no te va a dejar perder tu trabajo.
He's not going to let you lose your car, Sister Kiana. Because that was that testimony tonight.
Porque tengo testimonio.
She said, my car must have gone down.
Dice, me cayó.
But I'm still going to be faithful.
Pero aún voy a ser
her worship didn't suffer.
Aunque vos,
because of her environment.
Por su medio ambiente.
Her praise didn't suffer.
Su alabanza no sufrió.
Because the unfavorable answer.
Por la respuesta.
But rather, I wonder if you can get it in your spirit.
Pero si lo puedes recibir esta
that
noche.
David would say.
Como David dice,
that hey, I can be more vile than this.
Que yo puedo ser lo peor.
And I can praise harder than this.
Y puedo alabar más.
Even in the face of adversity.
Aún en la fase de adversidad.
I can still give God glory.
Aún puedo dar gloria a Dios.
I want you to be honest tonight.
Quiero que sean honestos.
If you're going through something right now, raise your hand.
Si estás pasando por algo, levanta tus manos.
Same folks that was in the altar just a few moments ago.
Los que estaban en el altar.
Do you have a but if not in your spirit tonight?
¿Tienes pero aún no?
Because brother Micah.
Como el hermano Micah.
But if not.
Pero si no.
Doesn't just allow you to have company in the fire.
No solo tienes compañía.
But it allows you to come out.
Permite que salgas.
With a testimony.
Con un testimonio.
And their clothes didn't smell like smoke.
Y sus ropas no olían como humo.
And not a hair was burned on them.
Y no estaban quemados.
Not a hair was singed on them.
No estaban quemados.
Because God is not just going to show up.
Porque Dios no solo va a aparecer.
But he's going to show out for
pero
you.
Él va a hacerlo en gran manera.
He's able to do exceeding abundantly.
Puede ser abundantemente.
Above all that we can ask or think.
Arriba todo lo que puedes pedir o
pensar. And if he's able to get in the fire with you. He's able to bring you out like nothing's ever happened.
Y eso como si nunca pasó.
God, he'll get in that fire with you.
Recibe suficiente
fuego. And he'll loose your shackles.
Y él te va a soltar.
If you're in this house tonight,
si estás en esta casa,
you're in good company.
Estás en buena compañía.
If you're in this house and you've ever been bound,
si estás y has estado atado,
maybe you're bound right now.
Tal vez estás atado ahorita.
Got some stuff going on in your mind.
Tienes cosas en tu mente.
Maybe your money's funny.
Tu dinero tal vez está
maybe
caído.
You got pain.
Tal vez tienes dolor.
Maybe your marriage is a wreck.
Tal vez tu matrimonio está en
maybe
problemas.
Your kids are acting crazy.
Tal vez tus niños están locos.
Hallelujah. Maybe you got more questions than you got answers.
Tal vez tienes más preguntas que
and
respuestas.
You're wondering about your future.
Y te preguntas del futuro.
The adversary thinks he's got you bound up.
El enemigo piensa que te tiene.
But can I tell you where you are loose?
Pero te digo dónde estás suelto.
It's in the middle of the fire.
Es en medio del fuego.
Brother Warren, it's in the middle of the fire.
En medio del fuego.
It's in the middle of the fire.
Es en medio del fuego.
It's in the middle of where you are right
es en medio donde estás ahorita.
Now. Where God can free you.
Donde Dios te puede liberar.
It's in the season that you're in right
es en
now.
La temporada donde estás.
Where God can deliver you.
Donde Dios te puede liberar.
When they came out,
para salir.
They didn't smell like smoke.
Y empezar.
But can I tell you?
Pero te digo,
they weren't bound anymore.
Ya no estaban atados.
They weren't bound anymore.
Ya no estaban atados.
I want to tell somebody tonight.
Le quiero decir a alguien esta noche.
You can be made free.
Puedes ser liberado.
You're going through something tonight.
Si estás pasando por algo,
just go ahead and make your way down to the altar just one more time.
Vengan al frente una vez más, pasen al altar.
I don't want you to bow.
No quiero que se arrodillen.
I don't want you to kneel.
No quiero que se hagan para abajo.
But I want you to come with expectation.
Quiero que vengan con una expectativa.
I believe there's a miracle going to take place.
Yo creo que hay un milagro
moment.
En esta casa.
Because Nebuchadnezzar should have kept you in your pew just now.
Porque el rey te tenía que tener detenido.
Skepticism should have kept you in your pew just now.
Te tenías que quedar en tu asiento.
But when you begin to make your way to this altar,
pero cuando vienes a este altar,
it was a testimony that said, "But if not."
Esto es testimonio que si aún no.
But if not.
Pero si aún no.
There was faith that pushed you to this altar right now.
Hay fe que te trajo a este altar.
I want you to yoke up with somebody right now.
Quiero que se conecten con alguien.
Brother to brother, sister to sister right now.
Hermano con hermano y hermana hermana.
It feels good in the house tonight.
Siento victoria.
I want you to look to your neighbor.
Quiero que mires a tu vecino.
Find somebody and look them dead in their eyeballs.
Encuentra a alguien y mírenlo en los ojos.
And tell them, but if not.
Y dile, pero si aún no.
I'm still going to worship.
Aún voy a adorar.
But if not.
Pero si no.
I'm still gonna dance.
Yo aún voy a danzar.
But if not.
Pero si no.
I'm still gonna give God glory.
Aún voy a dar gloria a Dios.
But if not.
Pero si no.
I'm not gonna backslide.
No me voy a dejar.
Say it loud. I'm not gonna backslide.
No me voy a descarrillar.
I wonder right now.
No me voy a descarrillar.
If you can just begin to give God praise.
Empieza a alabar a Dios.
In this moment.
En este momento.
Because you might be in the fire right now.
Porque tal vez estás en el fuego.
But it's right here in the fire.
Pero es en el fuego.
That you're gonna be made free.
Hoy vas a ser liberado.
Come on, it's right here in this fire.
Es en este fuego.
That you're gonna be delivered.
Que vas a ser liberado.
Come on, I wonder if you can just begin to shake the shackles.
Empieza a sacudir.
Come on, let's just begin to praise Him right now.
It's yours. If you want it, you can have it.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
rejoice always.
Regocíjate siempre.
And again I say rejoice.
Y otra vez digo, alégrate.
There's some of you that said, Brother Dunn.
Hay unos que dicen,
I already shouted tonight.
Ya grité esta noche.
Brother Dunn.
Hermano Dunn.
I already jumped tonight.
Ya brinqué esta noche.
Brother Dunn, I already believed tonight.
Yo ya creí esta noche.
Brother Dunn, I already had a smile on
hermano,
my face.
Ya tengo sonrisa.
But to re.
Pero otra vez.
Rejoice.
Alégrate de nuevo.
It means to have joy again.
Quiere decir, alégrate de nuevo.
Always. Always. And again I say, rejoice. I'm telling you tonight, you've got something to give God praise for. Again. You've got something to give God glory for. Again. Because I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. He's not left you. Come on. Let's praise the Lord one more time.
It's yours.
Come on, I want you to grab somebody's hand. Begin to pray for them again. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to stir something up right now. Come on, you're not in the fire alone. He's right there with you. Come on, you're not in the fire. You're not in the fight alone. He's right there with you. Come on, if you've never received the Holy Ghost, you can receive it right now. That's the greatest miracle you can have is the Holy Ghost. Come on, you can begin to throw up your hands right now and say, God, I'm ready. God, I'm in the middle of the fire, but if you're willing to loose me, I'm giving you free liberty. Come on, I believe people can receive the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, let's lift up our voice. God's breaking some chains in the midst of the fire. God's turning around in the midst of the fire. Come on.
It's yours.